Those included a mother of three subjected to church discipline for divorcing her violent husband and a former pastor's wife turned victim's advocate who called in and shared her story of not being believed or taken seriously when she reached out to her church family for help while being abused. Anderson, author of Woman Submit, Christians and Domestic Violence, is a 51-year-old mother of three and grandmother of five who shared a similar experience that's transformed itself into a full-time ministry. Now looking on the other side of that experience as one who made it out, she's being the voice, eyes, and ears of such desperation by Christian women. Speaking appearances most often provide her with the forum needed to reach those living with what she calls the crippling crutch of silence. During those appearances, after tackling a maze of issues surrounding domestic violence reality, such as the reluctance to act on it and bring it into the open within the body of Christ, the need for church leaders to understand that the problem affects a cross-section of families across the nation, including those with religious faith, and a balanced scriptural perspective, among other issues, she'll then address the aspect she considers no less important than any other, what to do about it all, while operating with a heart that is likely wounded sore with love and confusion.
This woman grieved the loss of her husband. Just because he's abusive, just because he may physically abuse her, doesn't mean that the love she had for him when she married him automatically goes away. She may know she needs to get out. She may get a divorce, but she will grieve that loss. It's truly a loss.
Which is why Anderson says it's important that family members and friends not condemn the battered woman and understand her internal conflicts as she tries to think clearly. Anderson says hopefully, when presented with the right help, advice, and options, the woman and her church family will move past the stage of believing that the abusing spouse will likely change immediately and permanently for the better.
But the hard facts are these. Abusers rarely change. They have to want to change. And they will say they will change. They will swear up and down they will change. Under pressure, they'll go into counseling, sometimes court-ordered counseling. But the research inevitably comes back proving that abusers rarely change.
The irresistible force versus a movable object type of scenario that produces often finds itself reflected in tragic media headlines, some that have found their way into several news stories just this year. Mary Winkler, the Tennessee pastor's wife convicted of voluntary manslaughter in the shooting death of her husband, who testified that she had been physically and emotionally abused, now moved from a county jail to a mental health facility. Gilberta Estrada, believed to have hung herself after hanging her four young daughters first and having a history of being a previous victim of domestic violence, as reflected in the restraining order against the father of one or more of her children. Anderson says it can't be ruled out that the possible threat of more domestic violence was a contributing factor to the depression Estrada was reported to be having and the decision she made to end the lives of herself and her family. Anderson says that kind of despair is borne out and documented in the statistical reality of real danger in domestic abuse and is a major reason why women don't always leave an abusive family situation.
She has a 75% greater chance of dying when she tries to leave that situation. That is a fact. That is the most dangerous time in her relationship. If you must leave, and I recommend leaving if you're in danger, take great, great care at this time because the danger is acute. When a woman tries to leave an abusive relationship.
And what of the Christian woman who knows gathering the courage to leave is better than death or severe depression, yet still wrestles with following in God's will? Anderson says she must come to her own personal revelation of the Bible's application for her life and her knowledge that its commands are tempered with God's value placed on her safe existence.
So the woman that's facing this has got to know what God's will is for her. And as she seeks God's will for herself, he'll give her the peace to know what she needs to do. What's right, what's wrong? What does she need to do? That's the basic thing.
Anderson's own personal revelation of those life-changing answers opened the door to the rest of her life.
And one day, a scripture passage just leaped off the page at me, and I saw so clearly from the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, he wanted me to be free from the evil man, from the oppression of abuse.
She says the particular scripture passage she was reading in Proverbs also inspired a plan for her emotional and physical escape that would change her stagnating and dangerous situation.
In Proverbs, and I outline this in my blueprint for freedom in the book, in chapter 5, I believe, there are actual steps given in the Word of God to be able to begin to be free emotionally and then finally physically, you know, if that is what the woman is desiring to do.
Anderson says her prayer is that her experience and book will help Christian women who are there at the point of decision and at other places on the recovery journey. She warns that it's a process when a woman attempts to move forward out of an abuse situation, and that there are no overnight maturity developments when her heart and mind needs to be changed.
My mind had to be changed about some things. And then I had to become strengthened in my heart and my emotions, and only the Lord could help me do that. It took time.
Time in which that same grieving woman will inevitably desire for her marriage and family to return, and wish to see her spouse change and grow with her to create an idyllic family picture that perhaps once rested at the back of her mind upon the start of marriage. However, Anderson, who writes that she leaves room for God to do anything, even restore a marriage broken by domestic violence, suggests that a woman concentrate on herself and her children to begin. Because of the reality of statistics on abusers and the soberingly low number of them that actually do ever finish rehab counseling and change.
We can't live our lives trying to change someone else. It's not even scriptural. So all we can do is acknowledge God in all our ways, let Him lead us.
I'm Ed Thomas.